then we are going to profit.
Okay.
Okay. Now the rainy season, the rainy season, there are four months, no? That's four. 1, 2, 3, 4. And these 4 months called Katikamas. That's it. This is when the rainy season finishes. The first rainy season finishes October full moon. The second rainy season finishes November full moon. After the rainy season finishes, monks they get Katina privileges.
Yes.
People going over many roads.
Yes.
Now, monks who live deep into the forest, forest. Put in the forest, because, they are as in danger, because robbers, they know monks, they get robbed. Because they live alone, deep in the forest, they can steal, from the monks. Because now, this is the time for many robbers accrue to the monks. Monks, they get many robbers. 10 robbers, 20 robbers, they carry. They go deep into the forest, deep in the kuti. Now, robbers, they look, wow, many robbers. Then they go and steal. Okay? And this is dangerous, because these robbers sometimes can kill, can attack. Attack and kill. Oh. Okay, you can do.
We were caught by some monk talking with us. Because they only wanted to join some propagation project.
Propagation?
Not propagation, some patriots. They're making.
Therefore, the Buddha told monks, they are deep, very deep in the forest. And there are dangerous forests. Okay? so many ropes came, come. So same, the Buddha allowed to keep the ropes inside the village. Dangerous monk. Dangerous monk means more material things, more dangerous. Because that is the time when many ropes are due to the monks. And that is where monks fully deep into the forest. If they carry many ropes there, they are robbers, they go and attack them, steal them. Yes.
Okay.
So the Buddha allowed monks to keep their ropes inside the village. So they are dangerous.
然后就是佛陀说，就是在元月，就是在那个这是这这这这元月，就是说到雨季的时候呢，就这个月时间就是从十一月份，十一月时间就是从十月份，然后到十一月时间，就是比佛陀更多很多物质供应。然后如果你到很多物质供应的话，那个外道也可能会来那个袭击你们。然后就是佛陀允许你不能，如果说你住在那个，这个事儿，这个事儿你可以把三一份一件那个放到那个。
村落里边，对。This is why they allowed in the beginning three ropes to keep three ropes in the village. Three ropes which are the monks determine the three ropes. So in order not to lose at least three ropes.
然后这个地方就是说那个，允许这些这些村落里边只能是就是已经就是说是自己已经决议三一当中的一件。所以呢，反正，some people they will keep the three rocks inside the village, and they one of the three rocks, and then they will go to a scholar, and it will follow time longer than six days.
And these rocks in that village, they will be lost. Sometimes they will be eaten by rats. So then, and so forth. Therefore, now there, and they, because they will lose their ropes. Okay. Therefore, now, here they will lose it from robbers. Here they lose it because of negligence. So therefore, the Buddha put a limit. How long time you can keep it the rope in that village? The limit is maximum 6 days.
然后就是说那个，就是说那个，给这笔库这个允许之后呢，就是很可能，他这笔库他就把那个三一肉一旦放在村里，然后放很长时间，他也不坏嘛。然后这样的话，就是放很长时间之后，那个一旦村里边可能就被就失毁了，或者被老鼠吃掉了。然后这样，然后因为这样的话，这笔库如果说他们对和这些事情呢，就三一如果在森林里边哈，可能被掉在村里，但是放村里边如果时间过长的话。 就可能这种失火的东西，所以说有佛的佛的，比如说给这个，不一犯村里边这个制定一个时间限制，最多可以放村里边6天。
So that is the therefore now the offense, the offense takes place if the people puts this rope inside the village and keeps it more than 6 days, 6 nights. So then that rope becomes sacred.
所以说这个学如果要犯的话，就是说你独自一个人住在森林里，然后把那个加上把那个三一分放村里边超过6天，然后超过6天的话，就会犯这条，你敢写吧这边。Now
the Buddha allowed this this arrangement to put the rope inside the village, means inside the house of people sometimes. The daikas, for example, one can tell the daikas, look, I have my forest is very dangerous, robbers come. One can tell the daiga to keep his house. He allowed this to protect the ropes. But these monks are immediately starting neglecting. Neglecting the ropes. They don't care much, and then they'll be lost. Lay people, they don't know how to care about these ropes. Therefore now, they would have to put a limit. How many days?
Therefore
now, according to this rule, even though, the bhikkhu, has katina privilege, he can keep his robe, be absent from his robe for 5 months now. He has katina privilege, but according to this rule, if he puts inside the village, he can't be absent more than six days. That is a difference. Although he has katina privilege.
然后就是说那个我们知道在这个原理吧，就是从失业原因到失业原因这段时间，它本身，这个比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比较比
那个六页，如果稍微六页就那个翻这个。
Okay, now regarding what means Aranya in this world, in this context. So then, according to the definition here, these are forests, as called, far from the village. About 500 dhams, they're called dhams. Dhams means like, dham is a bow for the archers, the soldiers, they exercise themselves. So, and one dhanu, let me see. This is a bow, like arrow to shoot.
Yeah.
Okay. Now this is about 1 meter, 1 meter height. Oh, don't know. It is difficult to find because I check this sometimes. They tell is actually the dhanu it is. You can put it on the ground and then put like that and shoot. So this is for training. It's called acharya dhanu. Acharya Dhanu, it is the teachers, they teach the students know how to train themselves. So in the beginning you have to put on the ground and then shoot. And after you have to lift it up and shoot. So therefore this can be maybe more than 1 meter height.
Okay.
So we don't know exactly, but okay, let's see 1 meter height. 1 meter height.
他说：“这个地方，这个地方森林的定义，大家可以看那个优读的第145页，就是那个林野。他说这个地方就是一切至少从村那个村庄的地柱，然后这个村庄地柱就是这个村庄的边界，开始以教师工的500公这样，所建造住处。然后这段500公是这个意思，就是那个工的那个，他说有一种工就是弓箭教师。”原来教学生的那种工，然后这种工称为教师工，然后这个地方这个这地方一工呢，就是这个工件这个工本身的长度，就是它画大概这长度，然后这个长度大概有1米左右，就是那大概然后五百公这样大概就是500米左右这样的一个距离。
So let's say the bhikkhu is staying alone in the forest, okay? So from his kuti.So he has to count 500 dhanus to the village. Extremely towards the end of the forest. Okay, therefore now about 500 meters. Okay, 500 meters from his kuti towards the forest. Devona, if he is far away, keep him for 500 meters.
Okay.
So if he is 500 meters, he doesn't. It's called 500 dhammas.
So this 500 meters should be from the edge of the village.
Yes, now I will explain what means 500 meters. But I don't know, it can be more. Because dhanu, it can be also more.
Yeah,
but 500 meters is not much.
Yes, but what I mean is that...
Now, I will explain now. I will explain what how to count to 500 meters.
Okay, okay. Okay. Okay.
他给大家解释这个五百米距离，带什么地方开始算？So then now to count 500 meters, mm. So then now let's see if it is a village, okay, mm. And it has a gate, oh. Okay. Is a gate. I call it. From that on, one has to count up to the up to his kuti, let me see, which is upachara, his kuti upachara, okay, upachara of his kuti, so this is about 500 meters, this is half a kilometer.
然后他说这个五百公这样算，比方说这村里如果有个大门的话，然后就是说从这个村里到他自己固定一个进行处的这个位置。 然后这个距离应该至少有五百公。
So, but if the village is no enclosure, that means the village is enclosure, is okay. Is no enclosure, then we have to take from the upachara of this house. Okay, upachara of this house, and count from there. So then it would be 500 meters.
他说如果说这个村上本身没有那个明确界限的话，那应该从最边上这个。 房子进行处开始算，从最边上的房子进行处，到这个比库布地进行处，然后这个距离应该至少有五百公里。Now,
let's say that here in the forest where the monks live, it is a small monastery.
Mm.
There are also other buildings. For example, there is a pagoda here. Mm. Let's see like a pagoda or something like that. So then we have to count from the pagoda onwards, okay, because this is the last, from the last building of the monastery.
Okay.
So then, okay, that is a rough estimate how to count to 500 meters. Only that now we don't know exactly what is a dam. It can be more than 1 meter. If it is one and a half meter, for example, as I told you, I read some literature about how they train. It's if it is this height, like the height of a man, as called, then it can be almost 1 meter. 60 centimeters or 70 centimeters like that. So it can be all of that.
Okay.
And this can make more sense because 500 meters is not much. If you multiply, if it is, let me see, 1 kilometer like that, then you think, okay, he is deep in the forest. So then, this make more sense if you take this calculation.
如果你这个一共长度可能取1米6或者1米7的话，可能更合理一些，因为这500米距离并不是很长，但如果你是取800米或者850米的话，这能更像是一个真正的分明。
Okay. Good, good. Now, according to this rule, there are to be fulfilled, for a monk to fall into offense, there are how many? Four factors, okay? Now, first factor is the monk should have spent the rainy season with early season. Should have spent the early rainy season without breaking it.
然后这样，而且它有几个过程要素。然后它过程要素，第一个过程要素就是说，这个比丘他已经是，没有见到度过这个千余缘劫。And
he should have make the pavarana mahapavarana. He should have finished the pavarana day.
然后这个比丘已经参加僧团那个自治。
So in that case, this monk actually can get kathina privileges. So, others who have broken their initiative, they can't get kathina privileges. Therefore, now they are not entitled to keep the rope inside the village.
然后这种情况下，就他已经没有见到度过语言，然后他已经过了自治权，他得到许可，就是说把这个衣服放在村落里。但是对于那些就是说他没有见到度过语言，然后他没有过自治那些比库呢，他没有功德依存。So
the second factor it is that it should be the katika masu, the katika months.
然后下一个要求就是，这个要求必须是那个家底下月，然后那个卡迪卡月，然后卡迪卡月就是我们刚刚说从十月人遇到十一月人之间这个月。
And the third factor it is that it should be 500, at least 500, it's called, on maximum. Okay, maximum, no, it should be at least 500 dhanus. The distance from his kuti to the village.
然后那个下一个要求就是他那个kuti到那个村落边界那个距离应该至少是500公里。
If it is less, I call that does not apply. This rule does not apply. Or if it is one gavata, that means one gavata is about. One fourth of yojana is too far. Gavata it is maybe about, maybe say 16, about 4 kilometers away. That does not apply. Okay, about 4 kilometers away.
Where is this information?
No, because one yojana.
Yes.
One yojana is 4 gavatas. One yojana is about 16 kilometers. Kankavitarani, you can see Kankavitarani. About gavata. Antarakari ki nikipiya.
Okay, I understand. Okay. 然后大家可以看那个这个就是这样说大家看那个一户头第146页，可以放在村身内的第二个加的。
If it exceeds one gavata. If it exceeds 4 kilometers, one gavata, if you take 1 kilo gavata. 4 kilometers. If it exceeds 4 kilometers, that does not apply.
But Kankavitarani says that one gavata is 1/4 of 1 yojana.
1/4 of?
Yojana.
Yes. 1 yojana is how much?
I don't know. 1 yojana is how much?
Do you... 1 yojana is about 16 kilometers.
16 kilometers. Oh, okay.
And then in that case, now 1 gavata is 4.
Okay. 然后这个第三个条件呢，就是说那个他这个地方就是说。 就是如果是这个比户住处和那个村落距离，小于500公，或者是大于1/4游旬的话，它就不适用这条线。就是说这个距离不能太远，如果太远就是这个超过1/4游旬，这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这
Okay, that means and the fourth factor it is that kuti he is living, mm-hmm. it is in a forest, mm-hmm. which is dangerous. Mm-hmm. Dangerous forest. Mm-hmm. Where robbers are coming, mm-hmm. and so on.
然后第四个条件就是说他所在这个森林是有危险又恐怖的。So
therefore in that case the monk, if he fulfills his factors, he can keep his robe if he likes. The Buddha tells if he likes. It's not it must. If he likes he can keep in the his robe inside the village for safety, to protect his robes. Okay. But he should not exit more than 6 days.
Mm.
Otherwise, his robe becomes, if he is absent more than 6 days, his robe becomes disagreeable. Therefore, what he can do it is, on the sixth day, he can go to the village, take his robe, bring it inside the forest, keep it for a night. On the following day, he can again start going to the village, keep it inside the village, he can have again six nights.
然后所以这个比库，他如果被被反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反反
So rope. Then what his robe is, and then on the following day he can leave the again the rope inside the village and go inside in the forest and again start 6 days counting.
然后还有一种说法，就是说这个比丘回到第六天时，他可以在那个村庄里边住一晚上。他如果在村庄里边住一晚上，然后第二天他回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回到回
authorize him, he can live longer than that, because he is sick, because he can't care for his robe too much.
Mm-hmm.
So then that is an exception, they can give it longer than 6 days,
mm-hmm.
6 nights. So.
然后这个病,他比方说有病,然后他给他详细的请求许可,如果说三三给他许可的话,那他可以离开这个一超过六月二岁。
Okay. Now there are no offenses. Somebody has to read the no offenses. He is the one who has read. You can tell him to read the no offenses of the Vinaya Pitaka.
然后那个分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分分 律藏里面第二十九条最后一个三条。
In the end of this rule, in the end of the Nisargadatta 29.
对，离一六页，你从离一六页那个地方开始念，离一六页以下。
还没找到吗？这最后一个在哪？
六页以下有
获
降者，
对，你很从那地方念，你可
以可以的吧？
对，你很从那地方念。
六页以下有获降者，恶作；六页以下有逆降者，恶作；六页以下有灭降者，
减降者，
是减吗？
对，
减降者，不犯也。离一六页以下。离一六页再入春界内住而不出，六页内作衣舍，食衣坏湿烧衣坠夺而死，以亲后强取，生任取，痴狂者最初是犯行者，不犯也。
我的认识。
OK， So then, and then you can tell the next month to read Kanka Vidarani.
So all the information from Kanka Vidarani, right?
Yeah, you can do the whole thing now.
Thank you. 但在不足量或超过量多，之量德不在此之，凡在行起时后明后在时时回来到寺院，只是只有各是在此处的地区，而拥有危险和有恐怖处的第四处，有某因缘，有某原因，该因放在村方村所内的那件衣离而处，离开而处。假如从那规定人数超过者，即六月以上。假如在该住处第四个门、第七个门向申请之时，即日。同样的，假如不可能到达该一处时，在进入村界到集会堂或某处停留住了，到门向申请后，在知道转移后，就可以离去。这就是入村会议。除了比库、三干妈供许外，除了僧团给予比库的银树干妈供许外，未得该供许已经超过六月而数者，犯尼萨吉亚阿迪利。在萨瓦迪，众多比库开始在银树的部署制定，其余的当时止于在公平的第二学处指出的方法相信。
So then, okay, now before we go to the next rule, they can ask questions, because now there are short rules.
Mm-hmm.
And we can, if we finish more rules, ultimately then there will be about 5 rules.
Mm-hmm.
So then they might forget. Mm-hmm. So if they have to ask any question, you can ask now about this rule.
观察一下大家有什么问题可以问一下。
三段非共同制定，后边大括号是共同制定。
So he's asking whether this is Asatran and Panyati or Saturn but Panyati.
Albanian Saturn?
Yes. Whether it's because the Chinese translation is the Chinese translation.
Because no, it does not, because these are not bhikkhunis, no.
Uh-huh.
I don't think bhikkhunis are allowed to do so. It does not say sadharana panyata. Tuttiya sikapati. This is all the rest should be understood.
Uh-huh.
I've gone to the second Nisakya Pachita rule.
Okay.
So if we go to the second Nisakya Pachita rule, you can find all the factors.
他说这个地方就是说那个就是那是共治这个地方，它应该是跟那个第二条尼萨西巴吉达一样的，所以说大家可以看一下尼萨西巴吉达第二条那个它是不是共治的。
七月了，下一个巴吉达 number two。五多是的。
我想问一下，就是他一百四十五。
等一下，他这问题还没解决。等一下，他这问题。
这是说三大人的吧？这是说三大人的吧？你比库尼说说还费劲。But.
Going
to the.
It's not mentioned.
第二条都没写。
第二条也没写，然后第一条也没写，是吗？
第一条没写，
第一条写了，那个共同指令，那个一百页。
哦，写了，
就是第二条和第一条是一样的，对吧？然后他说这条和第二条是一样的，那就是这条和第一条一样。
第二条写了。
小刀让他把念的 ，Don't worry, it is like the same。
第二条也写了。
对，第二条写了。
啊，
除了是非共同和共同都写了，跟这条一样，后加括号，在102页的中间。
看一下。
共通制定，然后括号，哎，哦，对，非共制。
我知道，我知道，我看到。But he said that according to the contemporary explanation of the second Nisage Pachitya rule, it says it's Asadarbhana.
Asadarbhana?
Yes, yes.
You don't? Yeah. This is Nisage Pachitya number two. No?
Yes, it's number two.
Yet is Asadarbhana.
But he wrote number two, he wrote the second Nisage Pachitya
number two. Nisage Pachitya number two.
Oh, yes, yes, it's number two.
Yeah.
Number
two, those are the scale.
Yes, 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 those are
the. Yeah, this is Asadharana, but it's not Asadharana.
The Chinese translation said both Sadharana and Asadharana. What is that? I don't know. What is this? 但是这样看看巴黎语的话，就是共制。第二条是巴黎语的话，如果就是共同制定。
就是第二条跟第二十九条都是共制。
就是第二十九条他没说，但是第二九条只说跟第二条一样。然后第二条，如果你看巴黎语的话，它是不共那个共同制定。
哦，共同制定。
对。然后你的问题是什么？那个谁，那个应该。
就是前面说，就是在第一段，就是第一个在第九住住的园区。
多少页？你可以告诉我。
145。
145页，住的园区。
就是这一段的最后，当理解这里是鼻音的，这是鼻音的，是不是指是不是指语法？
啊，对，是语法，就那个五和五三的那个 M 加一点那个东西，那就是鼻音。还有其他问题吗？
那个自己数据在问。
So he is asking about this Upachara of houses and kutis. How to count this Upachara?
Yeah, because it is now, it is the same like we have explained the second Parajika.
Uh-huh.
We explained about this Udagu, by throwing,
water.
Throwing this Parikepa, not Parikepa, and so forth. Uh-huh. We already explained this.
Throw water in front of the house.
In the village, uh-huh. If it is not enclosed, to throw water, and from that, that is the Gar Upachara.
Uh-huh.
If one throws one stone,
uh-huh.
It is the Gama.
Uh-huh.
Second stone is Gama Upachara.
Uh-huh.
So that is, we have explained this now, in uh-huh. the second Parajika
room. He said that in the second Parajika room, we have talked about this, the first stone is the Gama Upachara. The first stone is the
Gar Upachara. Gar Upachara.
The other thing is
啊，只不过那个，他骑的是第四页，但我以为第五页是这个，是
这个。等我再给你看一下，他那个，六页以下也不是，他就是说，你本身都是在六页以下，就是说你只要只要你过的页数是在六页以下，然后你认为你那个你认为你过的页数在六页以下，就
可以。就是怀疑的那个天数和那个实际天数，它都在六页以下。
不是怀疑，是你是认为，因为这个不是影响，
啊、
对。
但是这条界是只对于那个为夫人巴提那一的比库来说的。
夫人巴提那一都是一样的，就是说这个就是在这个夜市内都有功能一特权，然后你都可以那个什么，只要你如法度过元岁，然后过那个四日的话。你都有这一个月，至少一个月工作一天，对不对？
就是说这条只限在这一个月，然后有效是吗？
你看一下这二界怎么说？你看他那个，治家庭相月是满月，就是那个下安居静，治看庭月是满月。什么叫下安居静？下安居静就是有十月份月圆日，对不对？然后跟那个看庭月是满月，就十一月圆日，这不就这一个月吗？他这个那个律藏里边说的很清楚，对吧？
如果有功能一特权的话，那个在十一月月圆之后可以放在，
So he's asking that if the Katina, if the intercontinental cross has already been spread, then this rule can this rule can apply for 5 months after all.
Even privileges. Yes. But privileges have been distributed.
Yes.
Apply for 5 months. Yes.
No.
This it's called. This rule applies only for 1 month.
Only for 1 month.
1 month because only the Kartika months. It's called because that is the most dangerous month now.
Yes.
So then the afterwards the monk can't keep after the Kartika full moon, which is November full moon, finished. The monk can't keep inside the village any ropes.
Even if this monk still has this Kartika privilege?
This is nothing to do with Kartika privileges.
Okay.
I told the Kartika privileges, although the monk has Kartika privileges, he can be absent from his rope till 5 months.
Okay.
But this, if he puts inside the village, for these reasons, he has to be only 6 days. Therefore, his Kartika privileges are restricted. This is the meaning. But that is restricted for 1 month. He can't extend more than 1 month keeping his village again again for 5 months in the
village. 他如果这个许可，就是说你可以在村落里边放一这个许可，只是因为这一个月，然后你比方说你在那个过事业之后，因为你有功德一条权，你还可以离宿。
但是你就不能再往下往这个村落里边放这个一了。哦，对，这个特权跟那个规那个六业是。这是两个不同特权，就是过了这个一个月之后，也就不能往村落里放。对，但是你可以离一而宿，但是你功德一本身特权，对。离。
功德一不是五项特权吗？其中一个特权就是可以离一而宿，但是放在村落里面。对，放在村落里面，其中一个特权也是没有关系的。
啊，就可以放。
不可以放，不可以放了，就这那一个特权只有这一个月。
就是能放在村落的。
对。
那我就说这个特权跟这条戒本身这个六业，它是捆绑在一起的。
对。No more questions.
Okay, we can go to the next rule. No? Somebody has to read from Vinaya Bedega.
Okay. 有一集团为僧团备衣食，名我等共衣食，食六兄弟库至七集团处，而作誓言：贤者，此衣与我等，大德我等不能与，我等每年共衣与。 衣与食不食僧，贤者众僧有多施主，而有多食，我等唯一之于汝等。见汝等而住此处，汝等若不与我等，谁与我等耶？贤者，此衣与我等。食，其众人预备之衣，被六群比库强所，而全与六群比库。 仅以食供养僧团，诸比库中，知为僧，知为众僧准备衣食，而不知，衣与六群比库作誓言。贤者，以衣与僧众，大德无有。所谓有限之衣，被六群大德，回入为己有。 诸比库中少欲者非难，为何六群比库明知为供养僧团之所得物，而回入为己有耶？于是诸比库以此事白世尊，诸比库，汝等识之供养僧团之所得物 而回入为己，而为己有也，实然是尊。博士问：何则？愚人，汝等为何知其为供养僧团之所得物，而回入为己有也？愚人，此非令微心者生信，乃至诸比库，汝等当知如是送此学处，任何比库，明知为供养僧团之所得物，而回入为己有者，以萨其亚发提毕亚。
Okay. This is not complicated, it's easy to understand. So then you should not do yourself such things. Try to be exploit situation and divert sanghika donations to yourself. And you fall into sanghika paccity offense.
然后这样也很容易理解。然后就是说大家不应该做这样的事情，就是说那个把那别人打算供养给僧团的东西，然后让他供养给自己。如果这样子的话，然后就得到那个东西，就放弃他前八戒。
Now, Sanghika means that is given to the Sangha. People they want to donate to the Sangha. That is the intention. And if some monks go there and told, no, don't give to the Sangha, give to us. And the time they get it, by the effort itself, it is dukkata. If he, this monks receive that robe, it's nesakyavati. So then, let me see. The same way there are offenses for him who is in doubt, or he has wrong perceptions, whether it is donated to the Sangha, is not donated to the Sangha, and he tries to get it to himself. All these are dukkata offenses. If he has wrong perception.
No, if he has wrong perception.
A perception, if he is doubt about that.
No.
And he tries to divert this to himself, it is dukkata.
No, if that thing is not offered to the Sangha, then only it is dukkata. But if that thing is actually offered to the Sangha, then even if he has this kind of doubt, it's nisakyapajiti.
Oh?
I mean, that depends on the, this donation is that depends on whether this donation is actually offered to the Sangha or not. If this donation is actually offered to the Sangha, then whatever perception he has, then he diverted this donation to himself. Whatever perception, that will be nisagya pachiti.
It says no. Parinatte vematiko. Parinatte, while it is donated, vematiko, he is in doubt. And he diverts to himself. How about you look at us? I'm not drinking that. That is clean. That is okay. That is not a problem. But here about Vematiko.
Let me check.
About wrong perception is that about the Vematiko it is in Abhidhukatas. But if he is already donated and he has a perception that he is not donated, then it is no offense, because if he takes it to himself, it is no offense.
Wait, this translation doesn't match. Let me take it again. Sorry, just a little bit. Okay. solution doesn't match, it seems.
You can read it, it's called Parinattanam.
Yes, yes, no, it is still here. It's called Payogi Dukkana. Yes, I find this part already.
Parinat Parinata Sanya Atana Paramita Sayavada. That is
yes,
Parinata Sanya. He is already, he knows.
Yes, yes.
He knows that it is, what's called, it is already donated for the Sanya.
Yes, but then the Chinese translation has another two lines, which is not found here.
Ah.
That is the problem.
Okay.
Let me see. Parinati Vimatiko. Let me see. Then Vimatiko, and there he comes to Dukkatas.
Dukkatas.
But here the Chinese translation says it's diverted to another sangha or pagoda or something like that.
No, pagoda comes later.
Let me see.
Chetiyasi parinata.
This
is different.
Okay, Chetiyasi parinata.
Before that,
okay.
Before the pagoda.
Okay, before it's Dukkatasa, Anapati, and Dukkatasa. But here it says Nisaki Pachiti, Nisaki Pachiti, Nisaki Pachiti. Okay, this is.
Really?
Yes. This is some.
Okay, you can
okay.
Take it from here.
Okay.
Parinati Vimatiko, if he is now, for example, if the people have already donated it,
mm-hmm.
and he is in doubt,
mm-hmm.
he's donated, he's not donated, he does not ask. He does not ask.
Mm-hmm.
So then, and he tells, no, give to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's Dukkata by doing like that. But if he has a wrong perception,
mm-hmm.
he thinks it is not donated, and
mm-hmm.
While it is donated,
mm-hmm.
and he takes for himself, it's no offense, because he wrong perception.
Yes, because this priest started, according to Kankabhi. Yes, something wrong with translation. 大家注意一下，就是这个那个律藏里边对这个翻译好像有点问题，大家可以看那个。 律藏里面它有那个是这样，它有这么一段，就是那个倒数第四，律藏里面对这条线写是倒数第四的，于供养有供养想而会入为其有者，弥撒西耶巴西利亚；于供养有意向者而会入为其有者，弥撒西耶巴西利亚；于供养有非供养想而想而会入为其有者，弥撒西耶巴西利亚。他如果按照这种解释的话，他说他这个是这样就变成无信戒了，对吧？ 如果按照这种解释的话，这样就变成无信戒。但是按照那个，以后多多解释的话，他这样，而且这实际上是有信戒。也就是说，他如果是有意向的话，会入为己有。但是那是按照不把里边律藏是恶作。然后，于供养有非供养想的话，嗯。 如果有非供养想的话，应该按照律藏巴利文解释，应该是无罪。 OK， 对，而这两个不是弥撒西耶巴西利亚。Sorry, because of the wrong translation, because I asked them to correct this translation. 这样的话就那个以后多多可以对得上了。
因为一户多托里边，他有说那个，再会是疑者，犯恶作，然后他后面他后面那个他还有解释，他说这个罪罪罪罪罪罪是有想得脱罪。
那个关键，
那个律藏的倒数第二段，于非供养有供养想者作，于非供养有疑想者，哦，这是非供养，
对，
不是供养，
对。
但是这就是大概什么意思？没什么意思。那个，一户不脱那个中文翻译，我没看明白。您要是明白，您就跟我说。你说的哪个？就是倒数第二，就是小字不算的倒数第二段。 你们可以布施在你们的所施法能得受用处。
啊，
这句话什么意思？
So students, do you want to ask about a Kankavitrini. Can you check Kankavitrini a little bit? There's something that is that. Tete 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 tumha kan deyamu paribhogava labeya. Yes. Yes, so the first sentence, this is easy to understand. This translation is clear that. The second sentence is clear. They want you to explain this sentence. What is the meaning of this sentence? This is fine. The chitam pasidati we understand.
I think it is a petition from here. Yata tumahakan deya dhamma paribhogan valabeya, parisankaran valabeya. If you read from the Vinayabhaga, it's more clear. Maybe it is, you see.
Mm-hmm.
This is one sentence, because it quotes, no?
Mm-hmm.
It quotes from, but it is not fully quoted.
Mm-hmm.
You see. Yata tumahakan chitam pasidati. Yata tumahakan chitam pasidati.
But it's
a little bit divert. It is distorted.
Yes.
Tata deta,
uh-huh.
Tata deta,
mm-hmm.
Banati, okay. And then, banati. We see it as banati. Tumhakan deya damo paribhogan valabeyati. Yatta, yatta tumhakan deya damo paribhogan valabeya.
Yes, this is the question he wants to ask.
Yeah, it is. Whatever, I call. You give, you can tell if the monk tells, you give to anyone where your donation can make use of. Paribhoga means the other people can use it.
Oh, okay.
Not something which you give it and other people can't use it.
Okay. 就是说这个其实非常简单，就是说你去供养一个地方，然后在这个地方呢，你所供养的东西能被人给用。 不是说你供养的地方，然后那个地方人不能用这个东西，就是这是指所谓的你们的那个所施法能得受用处。
But you can do it from the Vinayabhaga, how they translate it? The Anapati section?
It's same, but a little bit unclear. Actually, same that you can.
It is not clear also in that, that translation.
It means that translation is a little bit vague, but if you explain it this way, it matches also, yes.
Yeah, this is the meaning.
Yes, this is
okay, the meaning. See, if the people, now according to this explanation, if the people ask the monk, Bande, to whom shall we give? And the monk replies, whatever your donation can be made use of, you give to them. Paribhogan labeya. Labeya can get into use. I call it, have some utility purpose. You give to that. Patisankara valabeya, which could be appreciated. Your donation would be appreciated. Or your donation will be long lasting. Yeah. So that you get, it doesn't get destroyed, no? If you give it.
Or it makes your mind.
Whatever your mind is pleased to give.
Okay. 然后他这个地方，张老师这个一步都说是这段，是在那个创立绿藏里边最后一段。然后他那个他本的那个就是你刚刚问那个，实际上就是绿藏里边最后一段那个，他那他的回答里边第一句话。然后这个这段这种情况是这样，就是说那个施主他过来问你，我说我应该把这个过管的是那个不知道什么地方。然后这个笔会下面这种回答话是下面这种回答话是无罪的。 然后第一种回答就是刚刚说你说那种回答，就是说我你把你什么地方可用到你这个供养，你就把它供养什么地方，这是第一种回答，这是第一种回答是无罪。然后第二种回答就是那个可得果的，就是可得果的，就是当然要解释说就是就你把这个东西供养什么地方，然后什么地方人会对你这个东西感到感激，就是这第二种回答。 第三种回答，那可长住之处，可长住就是你所供养的东西能够持久的被使用下去，而不是说供完之后就很快就毁坏了，然后第三种回答就是很容易理解，就是那个能是你自己心里欢喜的地方。
那个这几种回答，就是我感觉都是那种就是泛泛的原则性的回答。
对。
那在回答这个的时候，能不能提及个人或者寺院的名字？我意思就是说，比如说，人们问这个问题，我说，那个龙树林他们挺，比如说他说我要供养笔记本电脑，你看供养合适？然后我说那个，你要是供养某某寺院，他们那儿很多这个用到，你要是龙树林的话，他们就能用你这东西，这不挺好的吗？就是像类似，
So he said, is it allowable? For this people, is it allowable for these people to specify the name of the person or the name of the monastery? For example, if he came with a laptop and asked. Bhante, where should I donate this laptop to? And then this be answered. Because there are many computers in Nisananvane, but there are few computers in Nauen, something like that. So is it allowed?
Can I tell us what is not wrong? Because actually he does not take for himself, no.
Uh-huh.
It is for others.
Uh-huh.
Okay, he wants to donate for others to help these people to get some, so that whatever the donation is can be made use of.
Uh-huh.
Okay, he helps them. Well, that is intention.
Uh-huh.
This is anapati, it is the non-offensive. He does not divert the donation to himself. Give to me, for example.
But if he said indirectly, I need a laptop, is it allowed?
It is allowed. Okay. If the people say, generally, to
uh-huh.
whom shall I give,
uh-huh.
okay, then the bhikkhu can ask him, you mean to the monastery, or which monastery, which people, which monks, and so on.
Oh.
Then people, yes, you want to give to this monastery, which monastery you should give, or to which monk should give. He shall not tell, give to me.
Oh.
Okay, because their intention is not to give to that particular monk, to me. They are not going to give to me.
Oh.
They ask me, to whom shall we give it? That means to somebody else, not to me. If they want the real to give it to me, they will come and give it, take yourself. So therefore now, that is implied that the monk can't divert it to himself
okay.
and must understand the intention of the people that they want to donate it for common use, not for own private use. Otherwise, they will have come and tell you, Bande, this laptop is for you, finish. Why they make complicated? So in that case now, the monk should not divert it to himself. He should tell, yes, you can give it to these monks because they are doing some work. They might make use of it, okay? Because they are writing some book or like that. Or you can ask them Arananda, he might know, and so forth, to whom to give. You don't divert it to yourself. You divert it to somebody else.
Okay.
It's no offense.
Okay. 他说：“那个，只要你不是这些贿赂给自己，然后贿赂给他人的话，都是无罪的。”我就是你这像你这样说给别人话是无罪。他说那个他跟你解释原因是这样的，就是说因为这个施主呢，他就是之所以来问你，我这个东西给谁，就是你可以是你还不能确定他给谁，但是你可以确定肯定不是给你的，因为他如果给你的话，他就不会问你这东西给谁，直接说在你这给你拿就行了。所以他如果来问你说这东西给谁好，你就知道首先知道你肯定不是给你，所以你不能把这贿赂给自己，不能说我需要什么东西，这是不可以的。就是他如果问你这话，他或者供养给整个僧团的，或者供养给其他人的。所以说你这个时候你应该问他，就是你想把供养给谁，然后那个你要那个或者说你可以跟他说，这是我不知道，你可以是你知道，他知道，你可以这样说都是没问题的。
我问一个，有一个师徒，他知道你是龙树林的比库，就你在城市里，他说啊，这个你正好回去带我供养给僧团，你帮我带回去。
带回去是什么意思？
就你不回去嘛，他知道你是这个龙树林的僧人，他碰到你，他说我要供养龙树林僧团东西，你帮我带一下，那我好 OK， 因为我是本来就是僧团的那个僧众嘛，我可以帮他这个忙嘛，我就帮他带回来。
带哪里？
带回来
带龙树林，但是就是他你在寺院外面碰到他，然后帮他把东西带到寺院里边
带到寺院，但是我这个东西啊。肯定一开始肯定先放固体嘛，忘了，一直忘，
但我想起来的时候，这个东西算舍堕还是我直接就放到库房就结束？我又没有罪，算有，我查到现在没有，没写嘛。
嗯。
那到时候那个施主跑过来，东西没有供养吗？哦，我记起来了。
So he asked that. So suppose he met some daika outside. He met some daika outside, and this daika asked this monk to do a favor. So the daika said that. But hey, I want to donate something to this girl. Your monastery, and then would you please bring this item to that monastery? And he said, yes, I can do this for you. So then after he arrived at his own monastery, he put this item into his kuti, because first he has to go to his kuti and rest. And then he was the intention that he later he would bring this item to the Sangha. But then, after he got asleep, he forgot about this item. So this item actually is kept in his kuti. It's kept in his kuti. So then after a few days, this daika comes to the monastery and asks, "Where is my donation?" Or something like that. So then only this monk remembers. So this item is in my kuti. So he's asking that. In this case, is there any offense to this monk, or he can, or there's no offense? This monk can simply give this item to Sangha and it's finished like that.
Because this is Satchitakana.
Uh-huh.
Satchitakana means one deliberately does it like that in order to get things for himself.
Mm-hmm.
But if he forgets and so forth, or like that,
mm-hmm.
and maybe he again postpone,
mm-hmm.
sometimes postponing,
mm-hmm.
and the director tells what happened with my donation.
Mm-hmm.
And then he tells, "Oh, sorry, I will give it today or
mm-hmm.
tomorrow."
Mm-hmm.
So then this doesn't count,
mm-hmm.
because his intention is not to divert this to himself.
Mm-hmm.
Still, the intention is to give it, but maybe he went out of his mind,
mm-hmm.
or maybe he wants to postpone it.
Mm-hmm.
He has no time because he's busy with something else.
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't count.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't count that he already diverted this to himself.
This is not a problem.
那个，如果那个施主他问，就是这个班内，这个平板电脑您需要吗？当然这是他的物品了。
啊。
像这种疑问句的话，我能不能当成那个就是供养的邀请？如果我回答啊，这个我需要，就是这样回答是不是适当的？
啊。嗯。So he's asking the supposed daika. Talk to me in this way. So he said, "Bente, this is my pet. Do you need it?" So then he's asking, on such occasion, is this suitable for him to do directly? Say, "Yes, I need it."
No problem. Take it. So then, that is now. Now, after this rule, we go in Pachitya. There is one Pachitya, another last of Pachitya rules.
Mm-hmm.
We have to study together because this rule is about diverting a Sanghika property
mm-hmm.
to oneself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this becomes Sanghika Pachitya. Mm-hmm. But the other rule, Pachitya, is diverting another person's
mm-hmm.
item to oneself.
Mm-hmm.
Bukala.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Sangha,
mm-hmm.
to Bukala. So, and we have to study, after this rule, we're going to now to study that rule, because they are connected. Also, it is in the end of the last Pachitya, yes,
mm-hmm.
because they are connected together.
Mm-hmm.
It is good to study them together, because you can see the contrast.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Turn around, 然后那个是翻巴西利亚，然后那个如果就是那个长老建议大家就是把这两样东西放一起学，我就看到这两样东西这那个差别和对比。
So now you can read this section.
Which section?
Sangha Sipariyata.
你是第几章？
So then, yeah, sanghasi parinyatan, anya sanghasi vachyati asi parinameti abhidhukha. If it is already donated to the sangha, but he diverts it to another sangha or to another chitya, is dukkha offense.
Okay, I can read this part, no problem.
Okay, and then chatya asi parinyatan, if it is diverted to the, donated to the chitya, and he diverts to another chitya or to the sangha or to the bhukkala, it is dukkha offense. Okay?
正好给大家念念几种恶作情况，就是在律律律律藏里面说的几种恶作情况，就比方说，以供养于僧者，会入他僧或他者恶作；以供养于他者，会入于他塔或僧或忍者恶作；以供养于人者，会入于他人或僧或他者恶作。但是这是什么意思呢？僧就是指僧团，然后人就是个人。Therefore,
we have about here how many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
Dukkata,
yes. Six. Because in the beginning it was all, I encountered from this one. Five plus the one on the top. On the beginning.
Okay.
Vimatiko.
Okay.
Yeah, six Dukkatas here.
所以观世音这一共有六个恶作，就是说第一个我们一开始往前方面是恶作，然后就是把这个地方刚才念了三个恶作。 然后后面就是，于非供养供养相这个作，然后于非供养于一相这个作，一共有六个作。So
therefore now in that case now it is, we make this combination. Now here, let's say we have the donation. People want, it is sanghika donation. They want to offer sanghika, okay? So the monk comes and diverts it to himself. Okay? So here it is nisatya pajitya.
So
he diverts it to another sangha. So that is combination. Another it is, let's see, is donation for the chetya. Okay. People donated not for the sangha, they donated for the chetya. Okay. So, and the monk gets it, diverts it to another chetya. Sangha. And Bhukkala, person. This is Dukkata.
Now, 这供养本身是供养一个塔的，但是这个比库把它回入为另外一个塔，回入为僧团，或者回入为个人，这是个恶作。
If it is donated to a book, to a person, for example, a daika comes and tells, I want to offer to the monk Buddha Rakitama, okay? And that another one comes and tells, no, no, don't give to me. Give it to Dhammara. He is much better than Buddha Rakitama. So, dukkha, okay? He diverts it to another person. You can tell them. You can tell the 600.
然后他如果是这样，如果是这个施主过来说，他要供养给一个那个他要供养一些物品给那个佛护尊者，然后他那个然后这个然后这个另外一个过来跟那施主说这个佛护尊者不如法护尊者好，你们这东西万犯法护尊者吧，然后这个施主把东西供养给法护尊者，然后这个比库就犯恶作。
This is actually more common. More common. The Dalai, why you want to give to this monk? It's not good. That monk is not a good monk. You give it to another monk, he's another good monk. So, dukkata, pretend like that. Okay?
啊，这种情况很常见的，就是说那比方说你先生经常看到施主，然后供养东西给一个比库，然后他就问说这个比库不好，另一个比库很好，那个供养给那个比库，然后这样说的话就犯恶作。你要说什么？
前面这个判例的问题，他说如果这个比库不需要，那个比库需要，把不好换成需要，这就不犯了。
So he said that is it allowable for this because that this bhikkhu does not need this thing, but the other bhikkhu need this thing.
Yes, I get it. Divert to another person.
Yes.
This is the daika tells, I want to give it to Buddha Rakita. And he tells, no, Buddha Rakita does not need this, Dhamma Rakita need this. Look at that.
What's that?
那就第一个跟前面解释给他的
问题不一样，他这问每一问句，我想供给谁？这是说我就要供给谁，
对，
不一样。
就一个是问，一个是我直接说，就施主有目的，
对，
我供给农夫林，你说哦，农夫林不需要，那个是这不行。
对，
你要说我供到哪里去？你说哦，可以给他选择。
对。
好了。Okay. It is Aparinate, not donated. And he thinks it's donated. There is another dukkata. Yes. Where it is not donated, but he thinks it's donated. Aparinate, Aparinate. Okay. Now these are the combinations, no?
Yes.
We leave this here, and we are going to start now the next Pachitya Rupa, because that is connected with this one, and see what is different.
然后我们先把这个图放在这儿，然后我们现在我们先不参与，然后我们再在下面开始那个讲那个八七地下第八十二层，因为这样的话就是那个相互关联的。
So then, okay. Therefore, you must be careful. If daikas, you have to respect the intention of the daika. Okay. If the daika comes in the monastery wants to offer something, you must listen carefully what he has to say. Don't try to influence him to whom to give, to whom not to give. Because this is a good monk, the other is a bad monk, this is a good sangha, and not good, bad sangha, or that's good monastery, bad monastery. Don't try to influence him. So otherwise you fall into offenses.
他说：“所以说，我们一定要知道，就是尊重施主的意愿，就不要试图去影响那个。如果施主表达他意愿，你不要试图影响他意愿，就是说什么这个比库好，那个比库不好，这个僧团好，那个僧团好，那个僧团不好，这个寺庙好，那个寺庙不好。这都是不那个，这都是会犯戒。”
Okay, now somebody has to quickly finish the Kangavedana. Yeah, it's called read the Kangavedana quickly, no?
So I can do it.
Hmm?
I can do it.
We can do it.
Okay.
They can listen.
Okay.
Because it's better for them to read, somebody to read. You,
okay.
You are, okay, next. Quickly, no?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. 在第十, 生团的, 生团所有的, 凡欲施向僧团, 即使还未到手, 以一种方式, 也是僧团所有的, 所得, 可得的一等物品, 欲施, 欲施向, 以说出我们将布施, 我们将做, 或者以手势对僧团倾向而助力, 假如回入自己, 假如再说出请布施这个给我, 使倾向自己, 假如已经布施僧团, 就不可以拿取该所施, 只应布施给僧团, 假如诸同法者, 出家五众或在家者, 以致自己的母亲所有的物品欲施向僧团而回入者再回入的方便犯恶作再获得犯弥撒奇在沙瓦提六群比库开始在回施的故事制定共治无命令的在回施以者以及在非施存回施想和以者 以及在欲施向僧团塔个人而回施其他的僧团等者犯恶作再无回想者再问我们应当布施哪里时而再说凡你们心所信乐处就布施到那里或你们可以布施在你们的 所施法能得到受用处等时以及在疯狂者等无罪在此学处有三个构成要素欲施向僧团的情况知道那情况而回入自己获得等起等等起等与不与取学处相似有想得脱罪有心的
从做裁判世间罪深夜雨夜不善心三受
Okay. Alright, so there are no questions,
no? Okay, now we go to Pachitya number
82.
82.
Mm.
Okay, somebody has to read the Vinayavida. The same monk, never mind, because it is.
，佛世尊在舍卫城几孤独园，其实舍卫城有一群人云，共食后而施衣，而为僧众预备具有施衣之共食，时六群比丘住，彼人群住坐如是言，贤者，此等之音与此等比丘，大德我等不能语。 每年由僧伽对我等行起具有施衣之共识，贤者僧伽有来自多处之施衣，施与物及时，此等六群比丘之一，止于汝等，见汝等施衣而住于此处，汝等若不与者，谁人与之？贤者。 此等之一施与此等比丘，于是，一群人受六群比丘之强请，所预备施与僧伽之一，便施与六群比丘。 于僧伽为师时，诸比丘中，知有位僧伽欲给只有十一只供食，而不知一以手施与六群比丘者言，贤者，请施与僧众，大德以无一所欲备之一以六群诸师强所而转施与之。诸比丘中少欲者非难，何以六群比丘之以决定供养僧之所得物，却转施与个人耶？乃至诸比丘汝等十之僧之转施与耶？实然，世尊。佛世尊呵责，愚人，汝等何以知僧之所得转施与耶？愚人，此非令信者生信，乃至诸比丘，汝当如是诵此学处。任何比丘明知已决定供养僧之所得物，却转施与个人者，不一提。
OK, now here, according to this rule, because Pachitya, now it is donation to the Sangha. Okay. We have learned that if he diverges to another Sangha, Chaitanya is looking at it. But if he diverges to another person, okay, person, it is Pachitya.
Okay,
this is the combination.
然后这样，这样，我们学这样解以后，在这个地方开始，就突然再加一条线，就是说，他如果是把那个给灌了三样东西，如果是回入给其他僧的或者塔的话，这个是恶作；但是如果说他不是回入给其他僧，他是回另外一个个人的话，这个是巴基利亚。
The rest is the same. There is no other points here which... But there are some combinations here. Let me see. Parinatya, Sankasya, Parinatya, Anyasya, Bhagavad.
Also same.
Same, no?
Same.
Yeah. Chetya, Sanyanaya, Anyasya, Parinatya, Bhagavad, Parinatya, 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 Duvartya, Bhagavad, Parinatya. Now the rest is the same. Okay. But let me see. Yeah, there is something which I think if you go to the Kanka Vitarani.
only one paragraph, I think, but for this.
Only one paragraph?
Yes, only one paragraph.
What does it say?
It says that. Everything is the same as the 30th Nisekya Pachitya, but only one difference, the 30th Nisekya Pachitya, this Parinata is for myself, here this Parinata is for Bhagala, and that is Nisekya Pachitya, this is Pachitya, that is all.
Okay. Alright, then we don't need to read, but I think there is something also in Samantapasadika, no?
Samantapasadika,
some more information about, let me see. Thank you. saying somewhere in the commentary it would be saying, if samanta pasadika not, it gets more in full explanation. Now, for example, if the daika, this applies also not to human beings, also to dogs, very animals. Okay. Now, if a daika wants to give, for example, to a dog, to this dog, and the monk tells, don't give to this dog, give to another dog, you took it.
没有，好像没有看见，关于其他转给自己是吧？对，还有供养给那个塔的，然后转给自己。那个人是什么？那个地方写的呀？这供养最后那个有个 person，
哪儿呢？哪个地方？就第二个，你看那个画圈是结底的。
然后最后那个是person and dukkha，
然后下面那个就是转，也有person person
没有自己，他是 another person， 他没有说自己， another person 对吧？他，然后那个
JTR 的是 person 没写自己 ，person 只是其他的比丘，对，
个人，只是个人，但是这个，但他没说 another person， 他说你看这地方是 person， 那地方是 another person。但是他第一行那个写的是
himself。对，然后这写的是
person。不是因为我猜是这样，我得确认一下，就是他这个地方就是 himself 和那个 another person 这两个字是不一样，那个是尼萨写完结的，这个是巴吉利亚，这个我得问一下。这是
another person 是吧？对。哦，那个 person 是不是 another？ 因为 another JTR Sangha person， 就是 another JTR another Sangha another person， 这中间那一行是？不，应该就指那个中间那一行应该是
another JTR， 然后 Sangha person， 并不是 another Sangha another person， 因为 JTR 本身不是 Sangha， 你没必要说 another Sangha， 然后也没必要 说 another person。
不是那个 Sangha 是有 another Sangha， 就是说他想供养龙树林的塔。 你说你别供养龙树林塔，你供养另外一个寺院。那你就直接说
another shitya 就可以，你没必要，那也包括在 another shitya 里边，对不对？不是，他是说施主呢供养这个龙树林的塔，你跟他说你供养，比如说法住的僧团，那不就
another sangha
吗？那就没必要说 another， 就直接说 sangha
不就完？哦，我会问你，但是，so
you want to ask a question? So here in your Padagana. So this, he's asking that here this chitya to another chitya, and this sangha means another sangha or another sangha. Okay. It doesn't have to be another sangha.
Yes, you don't. Any sangha.
And this person also any person, including himself.
Yeah. Not including himself.
Not including.
Including another person.
But if it's for himself?
It is Nisangya Pachitya.
No, this is for Chitya, not for Sangha. No. This is for Chitya.
For Chitya, it is also Nisangya Pachitya, no?
Huh? Really? 然后那个僧团那个可以确定，就是任何僧团，他说任何僧团，那就有疑义了。他说我要供养那个龙树林的那个白塔，你是说你不要供养龙树林的白塔。
你还是供养龙树林整个僧团，工作比较大，这个也算吗？
他说我刚才专门问的这个问题，就是这个寺那个僧团是不是非要一定是另一个僧团？然后他说是任何僧团。
那长老有可能意思就是说。 是任何除了这个寺院以外的其他寺院。
OK， 那我问你这故事跟他说一遍，我问你这故事跟他说一遍。So he's asking that even if a Dayaka said that I want to offer something to a treaty to the Navinamak monastery, but then this monk comes and said that it's better for you to offer this thing to Navinasamba. Will this monk fall into any offense?
Yes, look at him. He can. It is the thing is, you try to manipulate the intention of the Dayaka. Uh-huh. This is what the problem is.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So, and then accordingly you fall into offenses. If it is for oneself, it is Sanghika, then for the Sanghika Bajita. If you divert for other, as called, try to influence him to change his opinions about for other monks, for this charity, that and so forth, then all dukkhatas. Therefore now, here the commentary tells no bukkala separinatan, if you divert to another bukkala, here bukkala is also dogs. It, even dogs, how it's called, if one tells, don't give to this dog, give to another dog, okay, again, it is dukkata. It is anya pugala, to another person. You are divert to another person. For example, here this, it was for a person. It is donate for a person. Now, person can be any person, can be also a dog. Pugala.
Okay.
Let's see, he wants to donate to give this to a dog, one slice of bread. And because don't give to this dog, give to the other dog. So, dukkata. Therefore now in the monastery sometimes it is this problem. Some monks, because they know this, someday they even if see lay people giving food to the dogs, they don't tell me anything, thinking maybe I will fall into offense if I tell anything.
Okay.
So, but this is not to advise people not to give dogs because the whole place gets infested, the dogs are barking, and they disturb the monks. If you tell him with such intention, it's different.
Okay.
You don't want to divert his, you want to prevent giving the dogs, because they are troubles. They give, as called, the monks get troubled. It's not nothing wrong with that. So then, but if you want to divert it, don't give this dog, give to another dog. So that is where the dukkata takes place.
他说因为他说因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因为因
然后那个person 的话也是包括自己是。
So he's asking about this person, this a person also includes myself.
아니야 부가는 부가는 아직 안 해요.
아니야
부가는 이제. For oneself, of course, it is different offenses. If it is for Bukala and diverse for oneself, they have this pachit, let me see. For another person, it is for another person. Anya Bukala, let me see, what is that? Yes, about another Bugala. Bugala, another person, another person.
这两个都是他人。
但是我给自己的话是犯第三点，就是这后面的。
我也想问这个。So he's asking that if this donation is for another person, but he wrote this donation to himself. Then what is the offense?
For another person?
No, for himself. He did divert this thing for himself. So what is the offense?
Yes, that is pachiti offense. Let me see.
Under which? Under 82?
To see.
Okay. 好像那个第八十二条那个原本那个故事就是六星比库说那个你跟那边就是说你应该给六星比库。
不过这个
八十二啊。
对，好像你看那故事是不是这样？你不是念
的？有用成本，你看那跟那个是一样的。
对，我觉得一样。
不是，可能翻译有点问题。应该是其他比，应该是除六星比库以外的其他
的。或者说六星比库里边好多人，就是他是那个就给自己团伙。
哦，对对对，有可能。他念的时候可能是一样的。哦，死等之于师，一师于死等比丘。啊，不是说给自己，说给这个比丘。
他说此等比丘，此等比丘，那可能就我们
这个。It should be dukkata. Because if it is for another person, it diverts for once. For another person, it's dukkata.
Dukkata.
If it diverts, it's yes. For another person means including oneself.
Oh, okay.
It's dukkata.
Also, if for chitti, also if this donation is for chitti, but when they diverted for himself, that's also dukkata, because that is also included in person. Okay.然后就是说，如果不是那个东西不是供养僧团，是供养给那个塔或者其他个人的话，然后你给他回入给自己，那时候还恶作。
此等就不是一个人，是好几个人，是吧？
对，我就是他用次等的话，那我现在手头没有巴利，要有巴利，我看他只要是复数，那肯定是就是。对，
看着说明像是复数。
对，但我因为这个翻译有的时候不太准，刚才对，所以我不太敢说一个。
Okay, then there are no more questions. You can start from the beginning of Pachitya now.
Okay. 如果大家对这边既然没有什么问题的话，我们就开始学那个Pachitya第一条。
我还有两个问题。
啊，你说。
那个，首先就是比如说那个寺院的领导，
嗯，
那个他并没有他这个，而且知道这个寺院没有建塔的意愿，至少3-5年之内没有。
嗯，
那一个施主来说，我要供养这个寺院的塔。
嗯，
这个时候要怎么办？他怎么处理？那因为如果说啊，你不要供养塔，供养什么？这肯定关，这不就是关键吗？但这个塔本身就是还没有建的地方，但这个
你就跟施主说这么一个事实不就完了？
就是说，如果这个时候说啊，那我们寺院没有建塔的，目前那个没有建塔的一个计划，那这样说算不算是超过施主的？
嗯。So he said that, for example, the Dayo comes to the abbot of the monastery and said that I want to offer this money and that money is called requisites to the construction work of the pagoda of this monastery.And then this abbot knows that within 3 or 5 years, there is no such plan to build a pagoda in this monastery. So then he's asking that, is it allowable for this abbot to tell this life? So we have no plan to build a pagoda in this monastery. Something like that.
Of course, he has to tell him. In that case, he does not divert to anybody else, now, but he tells him what is fact. There is no plan to build a pagoda. There is no pagoda there to offer like that. So then, that is nothing problem with that. But if he tells no, don't give it to the pagoda, give it to the library, for example, or for something else. So then, in that case now he diverts the whole donation to the library because his the initial intention of the dhaka is not for the library. He came with faith to donate to the pagoda. That is his faith. He collected the money for that. Not for the library. He was not prepared to change his mind like that. Therefore now, we must not manipulate the mind of the people. That is why the abbot can fall into dukkata.
Okay. 他说那个那个那个那个那个什么 么就是只要如果说你只是跟施主说陈述这么一个事实，然后并没有把他这个意愿回流到另外一个方向上去，那是不犯的。但是比方说你在突然这个例子，然后你比方说这个主持跟施主说我那个我们你不要把这个归给他，然后归给我们图书馆，那就犯恶作。
那如果说他心存的意思，因为除了塔之外，可能他就是要供养僧团了嘛。那他的意思呢？那个，因为供养塔肯定就是供养其他僧团或其他僧众。
那不一定，他可能就不供养呢。
啊、
那可能他就完全不供养了。
哦，这样的。哦，
对。
好，然后还有一个问题就是，关于就是尼萨基亚巴基地亚那条，那个比如说本来是供养僧团的，然后被他给那个占为己有了。
啊。
那这种情况，那个在忏罪的时候。那个是这个东西，到时候还是回到那个个人手里，是
吧？
是，我看好像是这样。
是不是？我先看一下是怎么说的。看起来好像是这样。So he's asking that according to the Vinaya Pitaka.So if a monk falls into this Nisagya Pachita number 30, then he has to forfeit what he has gotten from the Daiga to the Sangha. And then this Sangha has to return this thing to him, according to the Vinaya Pitaka. 是这样。即便是
十万十万
元。钱好像是另一回事吧。
对，如果是钱的，如果是像这个供养净人的时候，然后正好他在旁边，
钱就是跟着前面一个群舍到了，
不是身
旁边一个群舍，不会还给你个人，
不是，就是在净人那里他做的这个操纵性的引导，比如说他要供养说啊，我要供养僧团的那个20万的字句，
我明白你的意思，so he's asking that.Suppose this item that has been offered is money, and the transaction is done through the Kafian product. So, for example, this stuff actually gives this Kafian product money to offer to minister the need of the Sangha. But then this people could tell this stuff, don't tell this Kafian product to offer this thing to the Sangha. You can minister.And I need something like that. But then, you can use this money for the need of that bhikkhu. So in that case, how to
the money is a kapya vatuna. This is about, this is all about, yet it's of a labo mons, laba. It is chivara pindapada sanasa. This is laba.
Oh, okay.
About money, of course, you have to deal with Nisargya Bajit number 18.Because you receive the money, the monk receives the money, and he can't get it back.
No,
he has to make Nisargya Pachiti, and he can't get that money back.
It's not the monk who received the money, it's the Kamekarva who received the money.
Yes, but you see, you divert the money, no?
Oh, yes.
Excuse me, how you do it?
So at the very beginning, this Dayo told the Kamekarva, you can use this money to minister the need of this Sangha.But then after this, the conversation between the monk and the daika, is the daika changed his mind. Okay, because this one had this kind of request, then we can tell the Kafian Karaka to use this money for this thing, amongst a personal need.
Who tells like that? The monk tells. The monk tells the daika.
The monk tells the daika, and then the daika tells the Kafian Karaka, like that.
But he diverts it for his account?
Yes.
He diverts to his account?
Yes, his account.
Yes, this is actually now that money, because he accepts the money now. He wants to accept this money for his deposit to keep a copy of it. Okay.
Yes.
The daika does not go and offer it. He tries to divert to his account, copy's account, okay, for his account. That becomes his sacrifice because he accepts it. He accepts the money, it is for me.
Okay.
Therefore now he has to be dealt with his sacrifice number 18. Mentally he accepts this money for him.
Okay.
Ashko, you command the daika, give it to me. Don't give it to another person. And you have the account with the copier. This is not a legal procedure according to the Vinaya.
Okay. 他说是这样，你说两点。第一点，如果你看那个第三章尼三千八千亚那个里边那个解释的话，它里边有个 僧之什么什么物者，然后就不食僧之物，然后这地方所得，然后他这个地方所得就表示那个衣服、饮食、房舍、病司具、药汤乃至粉药丸、羊之味、至四之味，然后金钱是不包括里边，就那个钱是不包括在这边，就是第三场第三千八千价是不包括金钱这个东西的。然后他说你至于说你说那个情况，就是说那个事主先把这个钱给新人，然后这个钱是给僧团的，然后这因为这个比库呢就劝说那个事主，所以事主就改变新人，跟新人说这个钱是给这个比库的。他说这种情况下是这个比库实际上等于接受了这个金钱，他不但接受金钱，而且他是主动跟事主说，说不让你把这个钱给我，然后以这种方式接受这个金钱。所以说这种情况他还是犯那第十八条第三七八七条，还是用那个处理方法来处理。
But also fall into two offenses. He might fall in this offense、
mm-hmm.
and the other offense also, because he diverts the director's intention.、
Uh-huh.
Okay, he might fall into this offense and also plus the Nisargapatita offense of, about money because he wants it for himself. It's akapya,、
uh-huh.
akapya item.
Okay.
Therefore, now, in that case, now he also falls into offense because he accepts akapya、item.No, these are not a kapya items, like、
okay.
ropes and so forth.
Dukkata, he fall into dukkata by trying to manipulate the intention of the dayaka. So in that case, he fall into dukkata and under this rule.
Can be also dukkata.、
Okay.
According to this rule, he might fall into dukkata and then, as called, according to the Nisargapatita number 18,、
mm.
he has to forfeit that money because he wants it for himself.
Okay.、他说这样，他说你那个钱，你刚才那个例子，你因为那种四主共享那个钱，就是他本来就是说那个钱用来买就是给僧团那个资具的，所以说然后他这个比库呢，然后他明明知道僧团有这个动机，但是不是那个施主有这个动机，然后他还是想把人类回之为己有，所以说呢他以动机然后做那个方便，所以他已经犯了就是第三十条第三十条八七条下面这个恶作。然后他，但是他那让他那让他，但是他最后接受到是那个钱，他没来及收到字据，所以他那个他自己收了钱以后，他犯那个尼萨七八七条是第十八条，然后第十八条来进行处理。对。
那体现是，比如说我爸妈来了，然后问说，哎，我供养僧团一个故地，可不可以？
供养什么？一个什么？
供养僧团一个故地。
我故地啊。
啊，我说好啊，但是那个如果说因为那个根据律藏那个，比如说那个这个是僧团的。固定的话，那个我们比如碰啊什么都有很多的要注意的嘛。但如果说是针对我个人供养的那种固定，那个就会好一些。那如果通过这种方式来操控，这个算自欺固定吗？
什么？
这个构成自欺固定？跟父母说的。
自欺固定。
啊。
你父母对你有没有邀请啊？
哦，对了，没有邀请，那最远的饭店邀请
啊？对，你父母对没嗯。然后你的问题是什么？我还没告诉你。
那如果说自己不就错了，
对不？施主去找那个净人说，那个我要供养那个僧团，一间孤底啊，一间孤底，然后我把一万美元交给你，就给净人，然后让他看一下，或者有某某因缘，我说哎呀，这个我缺一间孤底，我你供养我。
缺什么？缺固定。
我需要一间固定，
啊，
要不然你供养我固定吧。然后呢？他说，那好吧，那尊者我就供养您了。就跟那个净人说，哎，那个我不供养尊者，我改主意，我供养这位班内固定，这钱还是搁你这儿。然后，但是因为我没拿那钱。
对你拿钱，你目的是要固定
啊？我只是要固定，但是呢，就是说，那个我如果孤体已经建了，就是成了这个手术了。孤体没建的时候，我只是恶作，对不对？
然后我说我，你是怎么跟师傅说的？你是怎么跟师傅说的？
我说你不要供养给僧团孤体了，我缺一间孤体。你把这个孤体啊供给我。
这
因为他是拿着一万美元去找那个净人的。
明白。
然后呢，这个情况下就是我应该是，因为我没有拿到孤体的时候，我前方便，我只是犯恶作。然后呢，我把这个恶作给忏了，就没有恶作了。然后这个钱，因为那个施主填单子的时候已经填了供养给维苏利南达比库，那我也有这个单子，对不对？那这个钱是我的还是谁的？
So he's asking that, so for example, one daiko offered some money to the Kapyan Karaka and said that use this money to build a Kuti Prasambha. Use this money to build a Kuti Prasambha. And then one bhikkhu was standing aside and saw this incident. And then he told the daiko, he said that don't give that Kuti to the Sangha. I need a kuri. You can directly give this kuri to me. So then this daiko thought, okay, if this bhikkhu need a kuri, I can directly give this kuri to him. And with this kind of thought, this daiko told Kapyan Karaka that, okay, now you can use this money to build a kuri for that bhikkhu. So he's telling that. By doing that, this bhikkhu will avoid the dukkha offense, because the kuti is not built yet, because the kuti is not built yet. So at that moment, this bhikkhu will only fall into the dukkha offense. Is that true?
Yes, by making the effort is dukkha. Uh-huh. If he receives the kuti, no? Uh-huh. The kuti is nisaya. The kuti becomes nisaya bhajita.
Okay, so his second question is that if he confessed the offense at that moment, but this Kapyan Karaka he already get the order from the daika that use this money for the bhikkhu to build a kuti. So in that case, when he confesses the offense, is it necessary to tell this Kapyan Karaka, oh, don't use this money from me or something?
Yes, he can tell him. He tell him I think something wrong.
Uh-huh.
Tell the daika that according to the Vinaya it's not wrong what I did.
Uh-huh.
Before I change my mind, I don't need this kuti for me.
Uh-huh.
Tell the daika to him to decide.
Okay.
He can stop it. The whole procedure.
Okay. So, but he didn't tell this Kapyan Karaka or the daika anything. Then if he received the kuti, it's still in
Isakya Bhajita.
他说你应该那个情况下你应该那个师给师傅或者直接跟进进进跟这个进人说说说说是我做一件错事，就是这个东西这个我要这占了，然后这个东西就是范吉萨切巴西利亚，然后说让师傅自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己自己 对，所以说你看行不行啊？
对，
就是他是唱完这里之后不送他，然后还给他。
对，
啊、
是这意思。但是
你说唱完这个之后，三十还有个不得还给他是吧？
对啊，他们说还了嘛，那个借。
对对对对对对。你想去跟家长去劝一下，这个三十估计是不是还要给他是吧？
一个是有腿贵，另外一个给他的时候，就是这个就是因为参政的时候是在那个故里边儿参政还是参政？这个因为波和一家乡可以在
这
见到，但是故里
我想的意思，so he said that if this people fall into Nisa gave a offense because of this incident, and he received the kuti. So then he has to forfeit the kuti to the Sangha, and this Sangha has to give this kuti back to him. So he has.
Yeah, this is the procedure. What?
But how to do that? Because you cannot offer a kuti to offer a kuti.
Verbally, you can do it. You don't need to carry a bulldozer like that and carry it to the Sangha.
Okay.口头上完成的，不需要是实际上去触摸那个故地，只是在口头上说一下，那个可以。
哦，但也是在介绍，人在介绍，借故地的介绍外边。
对，在口头上完成，就是说把这个故地换还给那个。
比如拿故地钥匙项
链。他们有什么？我不知道。
那这个故地的，所有人就是这位比库特了。
对啊。
就说就是个人故地了咯。
对啊。
你确定一下，因为他是给生产的物品，生产还给他，只不过他是使用者，而不是所有者。
对，
你要确定一下这个东西。
这个东西是不属于生产，但我可以确定这个东西不属于，但我可以帮你确认一下。所以 he asked that is it possible for this people to own this goodie? Is in that case is that because the owner of the goodie or the sangha is the owner of the goodie?
If the dhaka is offered as a private property, so that we go, that is his own goodie.Depends on the intention of the Dhaka. Mm. Mm. So it is not the product of the Sangha.
Yes, yes.
Oh.
So it depends on the intention of the dying.
然后还有什么问题？
就那个放，就是放
在
那个衣服在村里溜夜那个。
啊。
他那个，我感觉是不是只针对那个就是后援军没有得到甘地纳伊特权的那个人群来说的？
怎么会得到后援军？在哪看到后援军是这个话？
我看一下，他那个四个构成要素里，以受持的一未复染甘地纳伊，未得到甘玛允许。以及离一不超过六页，第二个就是未复染甘天那一，
未复染甘天那一和那个 OK， 那我可以帮你问一下，是未复染甘天那什么意思？但是他没有说后援军啊，我可以帮你问一下。
对，我就是第二个意思。
OK， so he's asking about
before the question， okay， I will before the answer， so then I will tell them now you see。Even if you get these items back, your robe, you get it back, or your senasana, kuti, would you have done it, obtained it in the wrong way? Okay? So, it is the guilt that you have obtained in the illegal way, which actually puts a burden to the mind. But you have to, all monks now they know that you obtain that kuti because of illegal way.
Okay.
Not about the linear position.
Okay.
So that is the burden of the mind. It's not that you get it back, but it's the burden of the mind you have to obtain it with illegal way.
Okay.
And other monks know it.
Okay.
So therefore now, this is the punishment actually there. It's not that you don't get it back, but the punishment is that you have the burden of the mind, you will go obtain it in legal way.
啊，这是张先生会他们的问题，先回答你问题，先回答他们的问题。我先不张罗这个翻译啊。就张先生是这样说，这刚才你们可能怀疑，就是说他那个，就是最后那个比库他为什么会得回那个故地？他说这个地方惩罚呢，并不是说这个比库得不到自己故地，就是他你还该得到故地，你还可以得到故地，但是你在得到故地之前，因为你在所有僧团面前把这个故地先设给僧团了，然后僧团还给你。但是在这个过程中，僧团已经所有僧团都知道了，你这个估计是通过不如法的手段得到的。然后呢，就在这个情况下，你心里面自己也感到羞愧。然后你可以说这件事从整个就是在后面你整个日子都是你心里面的一个负担。然后这种心理上的负担就是僧团给你的一个惩罚。
哦，
嗯，
那
this applies also with other rules. You make vinyati. You ask something. You have learned about rope. About you ask other dayakas. And tell him, no, make him a better robe for me. You get the robe back if you make the sankhya-bhaji, get the robe. But the burden is, you know, that you have obtained it just by illegal linear procedures. That is the guilt which plays a role. That is a punishment, tremendous punishment. Okay.
然后这就刚说法也不仅适用这条线，比方说其他线，比方说你是那个去只会能去你去命令那个知识给你织更好的衣，或者说你那个是那个去跟那个去就是说让那个衣用一个衣丝给你买更好的衣等等这些线，比方说你最后你得到那个衣，然后得到那个衣一个是设计送来之后，然后还依旧还归你，但是所有人都知道就是你这个衣是通过不是法手段得到的，然后你会感到羞愧，然后心里会有一种负担，然后这个负担就是对你的惩罚。
And those monks who obtain these things as a vada, mainly they don't like to use that robe. They don't like to use that kuti. They think, I obtained it in the wrong way. I should not use it. Then ultimately they give up using it.
他说通常呢，因为就是这比库呢，他是用了他这个就是舍得，然后还给这个衣，或者舍得后还给他这个kuti，他自己会觉得很羞愧，然后最后很可能就把这个东西给放弃了，这样。
是供养就行了。
So he asked that in this case, is it possible for the to offer this item to the sangha, for example, his kuti or his robe?
You know, whoever he likes.
Okay.
Which one? Sankhya-bhaji number 30?
Sasankha.
Ah,
yes.
Right. Let me see.
Sarasanga. Okay.
So Sarasanga.
Sarasanga.
So then, see. So the other thing is, so here is that Chichiraga said to Tiasikapa. So he's asking about the factors.
These factors are actually like in the Nisakya Pachita number 2.
Oh. But then said, but then he said that according to the Vipavasa Sikshapada, the four factors are the rope has already been determined. This is the first factor, and a second factor is that this Katina village is not there. Katina village is not there.
Katina privilege is
not there. It's not there.
Yes, this can be also included because whether you have Katina privilege or not, it is this month which matters. Deleted. This is Katika month which matters in this context.
Okay.
Whether you have Katina privileges or you have no Katina privilege, even if you have Katina privilege in that case, so then you can't keep it more than 6 days. Ashko. You have to, you can't be absent more than 6 days according to this rule.
Okay, so the factor is different, actually. The factor.
It's slightly different.
Okay.
Slight difference, but.
Okay. So the second factor is that it should be during the Katika month only.
No, the Sansaka Sikrabadi is about the Katika month.
Okay.
You should not be absent for six times.
Okay.
Even if he has Katina privileges, even if he has Katina privileges.
Okay.
He might not have it, but even if he has them, he can't be absent more than 6 times.
Okay.
张老师这样说，他说你看这在这个地方，就是你看那括号里边，就是从前面那个除了比国僧干满供许之外，一直到那个三寿这个地方，在那个巴黎原文是没有的，他这个地方他只照抄了那个第二条弥撒写巴西利亚那个地方，因为他这个小字都是那个本来巴黎原文没有。 因为巴里边它只说到那个契约当时，治语在一品的第二条所说话相似。然后它这个地方说的那个小字里边说，在此学术有四种工程要素：以受持一，为复展哈提那，以未得僧的干满供许，以及离一超过六亿而素。这个实际上除了那个离一超过六亿而素之外，三它那三个要素都是超那个尼萨西巴西的第二条。然后对尼萨西巴西的第二条来说，它一定是在你没有功德一情况下，没有功德一特权情况下，你才会犯那个离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离 第二个要素就是那个微负两卡天大一，然后但是这对这条线来说，那个这个第二个要素是不一样的，就是说你对这条线来说，就是这个第二个要素并不能说是微负两卡天大一，就是说因为这条线是不管你有没有那个不管你有没有天大一特权，只要是你在那个卡提卡月，就是那个十月元日到十一月元日这段时间都会犯这条线，所以说对这条线来说，第二个要素应该是在属于那个卡提卡月，就这个地方他引用的时候他抄的有点不太难，就是他不应该照抄，明白吗？
班姐，你刚才说抄的第二条，
除了最后一个要素，最后一个他没有全抄，那个就不本来是没有抄过六页，他加了个六页，因为本来是都是八里面的没有的东西。
您说的抄是指那个密寂尊者是吗？
对，就是他
就是他，您说那个他是指密寂尊者，他是他抄来的，不是八里面没有的。
对，他凡是这种括号有小字都是那个都是不是八里面本来有的，八里面是只知道那个七月当之与在一品的第二条所说方法相似。也不是相似也没有，就只是那个所说方法。
对，然后后面就没了。
后面就没了。然后他那尊者为了帮你理解，他是密寂尊者，他为了帮你，因为你可能前面一品第二十分你都忘了嘛，他把那个一品第二十分那个所有那些什么十七要素分析都给你重新抄了一遍。
啊，十七要素抄了一遍。但是比如说什么在离宿未超过六页，已存离宿超过六页响者，这个肯定第二条没有了。那这句话哪来的？
这个。这话怎么说？你看看他那个第二条离宿已经是
第二条肯定没这话。
我看一下啊，未撤。
还有就是说，在第七天冥想前舍除。
第七天冥想前舍除。
哎，我看看第二条有没有这话，我都不记得。
嗯。 有好像是，不是他是这样，他没有说六页，那肯定第二条肯定没有六页了。他那个第二条，看我给你找，我给你找一下。
那他如果不是完全逐字拷贝的话，他拷贝完了以后还修改是不是？
对，他必须要修改，因为你这两条线本身就不一样嘛，就是要素。你想，这个是要六页，那个跟六页
没关系。
对对对，肯定要改的，他不能不改。
哦，这么回事。
然后他改的时候可能漏改了一个，因为那条线就是说只是只在功能一特性无效，就是没有功能一特性的事那个才会犯。然后这条线不管有没有功能一特性都会犯，所以他改的时候忘了改这个。
嗯，
这
改为副长看一大一那个删掉的。
不是删掉，是改成那个卡迪卡月，因为这条线是在卡迪卡月的。对。
那就是说，这离宿六页是他加的。
什么意思？
那离宿六页是他加的吗？
对，是他自己加的，就是他跟他想跟你说的更细一点，就是本来、
哦、
那个，因为那伊芙多克本来只说相似，然后是相似到什么程度，他没有说，然后意思他自己给你编了一个。
哦，怎么回事？
对，
明白。
还有其他的情况？啊，没，那我就说。
Okay. We can stop for today. There are no questions.
Yes.
Then. So today, tomorrow you are not coming.
Mm-hmm.
We can tell them that we have to start now with very easy rules. Bacitya, who started Bacitya and Sekias? These are the rules we have to start, you know. So I will select only rules which are easy to understand.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So after you come back, you can take the rest of the rules which are difficult to understand.
Uh-huh.
All right? You can tell him like that. Therefore, we have to jump from rule to rule like that, which are easy.
Okay. 啊，张老师是最近大概十天之内吧，可能在张给大家讲，接盘可能不按顺序讲，我就从接盘里边挑一些比较容易理解的给大家讲，然后等会十天之后呢，可能会那就是跳过去那些，可能再大家讲。
Okay, maybe before you come, we'll finish all everything.
Okay, 我看看。Maya katham punya samina anumoditabha
sadhu sadhu
samina katham punya maya katham
sadhu sadhu anumoditabha
sadhu sadhu anumodami okasatarati katham sapamachayam kamatme prate
kamami kamdu shugyota anidugota nibana kacham.
I bet you cannot catch up with me for that.
So then
Ma, 昨天我那个有个问题忘记问了，你问一下班代，从他读佛种姓跟那个本生故事里面，有没有提到佛种？
昨天那个班代。